Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet.
Look at all those hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts.
I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shot.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert.
APP.
What a ding-a-ling.
Linsanity.
I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan,
you got plenty of money. Get you a driver.
Bump that. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. Welcome to BSS Carolinas. Of course, I'm Rocky. Thank you for watching on Periscope. Join me today once again is Easy.
What it is.
What's going on? And BBB over here in the corner, chilling, relaxing.
What's
watching
happening?
Netflix.
Max and relaxing.
Let me go back to another dummy of the week.
Whoa.
My man, Dwayne Wade.
D-Wizzle.
Gave Kobe Bryant at the last All-Star game a Netflix account.
Okay.
That's what you'll give Kobe Bryant?
What do you give the dude who's already got everything?
A Netflix account?
Hell yeah, a Netflix account.
Maybe Kobe didn't have one.
A Netflix account.
You know, got two little girls.
You know something, Kobe? Hit me up. If you ain't got a Hulu account, I get you one. Like, real with it, bro. I'll let you watch mine.
You see, invite him to go on vacation, you and LeBron.
Hey, Kobe, you know
and
you
let
can
y'all
have,
get a big banana boat again.
Kobe, you know you can have 7 other users on your account, so go ahead and give me
maybe that's what they'll do. All of them's going to be on the same
I'm
account
I'm just saying,
together.
Like, after Jordan gave Kobe what he gave him, you can't give the man
here,
nothing else. He got a 30-pair collection of all white
Jordans. I saw it.
Like, come on.
All of them signed.
I got Aqua.
Like, the Aquas is nice. Right. I don't even like the 8s, but the Aquas is all right.
I like the Aquas. But, you know, going into that, what do you think is in Kobe Bryant's Netflix selection?
The same thing that's in everybody else's?
What?
But
tell me a show that's on his Netflix.
I bet you he watches How to Make a Murderer.
You think so?
Oh, I know he does.
I bet you Scandal.
Scandal's up in there.
He's probably watching like The Walking Dead.
Pretty Little Liars.
Really? Really? Pretty Little Liars.
Well, he's got 2 girls, so he's got to watch probably Vampire Diaries and stuff like that, man.
You know, I bet you he'd be watching them Sharknado movies.
Oh, yeah.
If you haven't seen
Sharknado, you got you know, that's actually a good segment for our
and
show.
And you know he what watches Real Husband of Housewives.
Oh, yeah,
Real Husband of Hollywood. You know he watches that.
You think
that.
He watches that?
Hell yeah.
He's watching all those old Shaolin Kung Fu flicks, too.
He'd be watching End of the Dragon with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Right?
Jim Kelly and them. Netflix account, man.
Hey.
I mean, what's next? Hook me up with an Xbox One account. If you don't give me something I can really get into.
He watches Basketball Wives. I like this guy. This guy's funny.
Basketball Wives.
He probably does.
But, yeah, anyway, that had to go on there. I thought that was an interesting question. I just want what you think is on.
He probably,
tweet us out at BSS Carolina.
He watches all his movies in Spanish.
Tweet us at BSS Carolina.
He really does.
I want somebody to tweet us, BSS Carolina, what do you think is in Kobe Bryant's Netflix account? Tell me a movie.
That's a good one.
Tell me a series. Tell me what, you know, 30 for Dirty.
30 for dirty.
Tell me, is it a 30 for 30?
30 for dirty.
You know, collection. He's probably watching the Bad Boys.
He's probably watching Kobe, the interview.
The interview.
This is all Kobe all day long.
All Kobe all day.
I can see Basketball Wives. That was the best one, I think.
What's the Twitter handle?
BSS Carolinas.
Yeah, at BSS Carolinas.
Yeah. So just go to our Facebook page. You can leave it there. I want to share responses next week on the show.
Yeah, we got.
I want to hear what people think. Remind me, I'm gonna put a poll up for that.
Yeah.
What is in Kobe Bryant's Netflix account?
You know what else we need to do? Speaking of Twitter, is we got to get enough people to do it. But you know how, like on Jimmy Fallon's the Tonight Show.
Oh, I'd love to do. Tweets
they do
of the, week.
The they. Celebrities read mean tweets about them. We got to get people to start
That's
tweeting.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel,
yeah.
Whatever, you know.
No, you're different. Same, trust me.
Whatever. Hi. I don't know what that says.
I just say hi. Anyway, we got a good show today. We got a great show. Take that back. We already talked about Kobe Bryant's Netflix account. I don't know what's next.
His Hulu account, y'all. I'm telling you, I'm going to get him one.
I don't know about that mean tweet thing. I'm kind of sensitive, man. People start talking that trash about
me. God forbid somebody say Big Shot ain't beautiful. It's all over.
I got one. Hashtag Kobe Bryant Netflix. Tell me what you think is in his Netflix account.
And don't nobody steal our hashtag. Don't be trying like ESPN. Don't be jumping up and stealing our hashtag.
Yeah. Because you can only do one hashtag.
Yeah.
No. Anyway, there's only one big rivalry in college basketball to me. Last night, it was Duke and Carolina. Duke won the game 74-73. First and foremost, there was bad calls on both ends of the courts. Grayson Allen got fouled on one, and then Barry got fouled on another. So don't Carolina fans say, well, Barry got fouled, well, so did Grayson
Barry Allen. Got fouled. Grayson didn't get fouled. Barry got fouled.
Both ends got bad calls.
Nope.
Dude.
Nope.
They let them play last night.
What was Carolina doing? Bryce Johnson had 27 points.
No, 29.
He ended up with 29, he had 27 up with 13 minutes left in the game. He got 2 points to the rest of the game.
Yep.
And he was a monster last night. And they just stopped giving him the basketball.
They started shooting threes and a lot of other things.
And where was their senior leadership from their senior point guard, who's been in Roy Williams' system for 4 years, should know exactly what Roy is looking for if he doesn't call the timeout at the end of the game.
What
was going on, Tar Heels?
I was trying to figure out what Joe Barry, right?
Yeah.
What Barry's doing. Because to me, I would call a timeout. Even Roy Williams came out today and said, I should call a timeout. Barry looked lost at the end of the game. I agree with you. Why didn't they give it to Marcus Paige?
And at that point, Marcus Paige needs to run over to Barry. Give me the damn ball.
How many times has Marcus Paige made a game-winning shot?
Exactly.
A few.
I would rather lose. I've told you on the show. I would rather lose with my big hand shooting the last shot than not having the ball at all.
You have to give your star the ball. I just don't understand.
Or one to two stars.
Bryce Johnson.
They should have ran pick and roll between Marcus Paige and Bryce Johnson, and either you go to the basket or you kick it to Johnson and let him hit the game winner.
But
something.
Barry drove inside trying to get the foul, and you.
They're
like,
not giving you
we
the foul
do
at this
not,
point.
You don't leave it in the ref's hands.
You can't. And that's where your seniors and like somebody like Paige, who's got to step up and be like, hey, they're not calling. They're not calling them on them. They're not calling them on us. We have to win this game. We can't depend on the ref to win it. You know, so that they just.
But Brandon Ingram was huge last night defensively, offensively in the second half. He played so well, man. Brandon Ingram he's going to be a stud at the next level. And his stock
Ingram,
just went up a ton after last night's
game. He played
bad
the first half. He shot 1-10. Then he came alive the second.
Came alive in the most important half. Played all 40 minutes.
Yep. Now,
this is ridiculous.
When you play, I was talking to you before the show. When you have these two teams play, it's always going to be close. It doesn't matter how good the other team is compared to the other one. It is always going to be close.
We just got a comparison. Ingram is like KD.
That's what I said a couple weeks ago. He reminds me of this skinny kid that came out of Texas a few years ago. This skinny kid is a hell of a player in the league.
I don't know about KD.
No, when you look at when KD came out and Ingram now, they play the same. They defend the same.
Same body type frame and everything.
They're very much alike.
I think Ingram's handles are a little nicer than what KD's were at Texas. But Brandon Ingram's offensive game, what he can do on the offensive side of the floor, I think he's a little better defensively too.
I don't.
You saw about three times he had blocked shots last night.
I don't think Ingram's ceiling is as high as KD's, because KD is just – he's one of those once every 10, 15-year type players, but they're playing style.
I think Jabari Parker was better. I mean, at this – I mean, I think Jabari Parker is going to be a better pro than Ingram.
I don't know.
And Parker's been there a couple years already.
We're watching Parker right now. We're not watching Ingram right now in the pros. Right. So, I agree. We'll have to wait and see, like Mike said.
He took some good shots. I mean, he in the second half, he took over the game.
And you can see where Coach K coaching the Olympics, coaching NBA players, working with Popovich, working with Thibodeau, has helped him because he was running NBA sets.
Yeah.
I mean, it was matchups most of the night. If he had a small on Ingram, Ingram would go to the post.
Which I don't
if he
think
had a big on Ingram.
Yeah,
he was taking him to the basket.
I don't think this should be allowed. I don't think this should be allowed.
Ingram, I'm gonna plead for you to stay at Duke for another year.
He's not.
I know. I'm gonna plead because you do need to stay another year.
I would love for him to stay.
He needs to stay at least another
year. Look at all the talent Duke has lost the past two, 3 seasons, man.
No, there's no doubt. But he is a guy you look at. He needs to stay another year in the college.
But he's going to be the next pick after Ben Simmons, no question.
Well, no, probably. No, there's no question. I'm sure he will be. But some these guys need to go through – and this is part of the adversity when you're losing how you handle things. These guys need to go through these losing pains sometime before they go to this
Well,
next
he's
going to
go to a losing situation. So
no, but that's what I'm saying. You're going to the Philadelphia 76ers, which I'm sure will win the next draft again.
I think the Lakers win the number one pick, and they take Ben Simmons.
It don't matter who gets the number one pick. Ben Simmons is number one.
And that guy's a him and Buddy Hield.
I mean, you're talking about a dude who is more than likely going to sway the tournament picks.
I mean, I want to see Ben Simmons and LSU in the big dance.
They're going to be. Because of Ben Simmons, they're going to be in the tournament.
Even if they lose in the first weekend, I want to see Ben Simmons on the biggest stage.
Yeah.
Who's on Pitton will go to the Final Four? I'm sure somebody will.
LSU fan?
I'm not picking them. I'm an LSU fan, and I'm not picking
LSU basketball fan.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. I'm not doing it.
Also, some other new – you know, we're at the end of the season – you got UNC plays home to number 11 Miami. Then Wednesday play at NC State. Cat Barber against Page. That can always be interesting.
Michigan State, Oklahoma.
What?
Oh, he's giving us people who he thinks will be in the Final Four.
The top Final Fours?
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk about that. Who is your number? The four number one seeds right now going to the tournament? That's the question I want to know for you guys on Periscope.
Whoever's team name gets picked out of the hat because there is no clear number one.
Well, Villanova's playing really well. I mean, they're in a softer conference, but they've been holding on to the number one.
Saturday, Duke plays at number 18 Louisville. Another tough game. They've won 6-5 in a row now. Duke has. So
Duke's schedule is so brutal coming down the stretch, man.
But right now, who are your four number one seeds going into the NCAA tournament?
Well, we got Mike, the guy who's been following us, Michigan State, Oklahoma, Villanova, and Kansas.
Okay. No, that's good.
That's a solid.
Who you got? Do y'all change anything else?
I'm okay with Oklahoma. I'm okay with Villanova.
I want to see who wins the Big Ten tournament because if Michigan State – messing around, win the Big Ten tournament. I think they can get back up there in one of those number one seeds because Oklahoma and Kansas are going to butt heads, and one of them is going to lose. Villanova's probably going to win their little whack ass tournament, whatever they're playing. North Carolina still has a chance.
They still got a
they
chance.
They need to win, and then they need to win the ACC tournament.
They have to win the ACC tournament. They have to.
Because they still get to play Virginia, I think, in Charlottesville. They still play Duke again. So they got some big games coming up.
Right now, Joe Lunardi, you know, has Oklahoma, Virginia, Kansas, and Villanova. First and foremost, Villanova shouldn't be a one seed. I don't care. They shouldn't ever be a one seed again.
Damn.
Okay.
To ever again.
Play in a weaker conference, Virginia and Carolina should be one seeds over you. Or Oklahoma and Kansas.
Yeah, but this goes back to you can't knock a team for the division they're in. They beat the teams that they're supposed to beat.
And Villanova has a good veteran-laced squad.
That's going to lose in the first or second round.
Kentucky may make a run, but hey, you got to keep Calipari from fighting people on the on the side.
Hey, it seemed to inspire them the last game, so keep doing what you need to do.
You can see if Maryland
fight the refs.
If Maryland goes through and win the Big Ten tournament, Iowa could be a one seed.
That's why you got to wait to the Big Ten tournament and them all.
Right as of right now, though, you know you got to go Kansas. Unfortunately, you got to go with Villanova. I don't have to go with Villanova. I'll go Kansas, Carolina, Oklahoma.
I don't like Oklahoma because Oklahoma's already lost twice to Kansas.
Right, but I would go with them as a one seed because they're one of the best teams in the nation this year. And I'll go Virginia as the other one seed.
Virginia has played really well. We'll see, though.
There's a lot of teams who could.
There's going to be about seven or eight teams that have a shot to get these number one seeds.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Absolutely.
The NCAA, your bracket, this bracket is going to be so tough to figure out this year, man.
Oh, no. It's going to be easy.
You going Wofford?
I'm going Wofford again.
Going Wofford. No, everybody watch out.
I can't wait. This is always our best time of year.
Everybody watch
go
out.
We go NCAA.
Wofford. You got Wofford over here. You got any team whose mascot is a Panther. You know?
Northern Iowa, I was just about to bring them up.
And then you got me, who's over here trying to do shit logically, and it just doesn't work, you know?
What are you talking about? I did things logically.
You picked Wofford!
And I still won picks.
No.
I still had to national
I picked
champion
the national
game.
Champion.
That's because it was your people.
Yeah.
But it's hard to pick your team to win it all, and then they come through for you.
Texas? Right. I don't know. Texas, maybe.
Texas playing all right.
Maybe they playing okay.
All right. We're going to go into our little segment. Now I'm sitting here talking to you, drunk and on the run. I'm sitting at a bar on the inside, waiting for my ride on the outside.
Who you sitting at the bar with? In
the bar. Who? What did
they say? Why is nobody making a fuss about Syracuse being called the Orange Men?
They dropped the man. They're just the orange now.
It's just the regular orange.
They're just the orange.
Yeah. Well, why would that even matter?
Who are you sitting at the bar with this week?
I am sitting at the bar. Who am I sitting at the bar with? I don't know. I'm not drinking lately. Who am I sitting at the bar with? I'm sitting at the bar with Blake Griffin.
Why? You trying to get punched?
That's who I'm sitting. No, I'm trying to, you know. I'm sitting at the bar
with
Blake
Griffin.
You're
sitting there with his bobblehead right now.
Yeah, you know. This is who I'm sitting at the bar with, man. This guy, you know, we've talked about him a little. He just seems like the perfect person to be sitting at the bar with. Oh, man, he's my hero. This guy. This guy right here. Anytime he goes out punching his friends, that's who you need to sit with. This guy right here. Yes. That's who I'm sitting at the bar with.
Oh, that's great.
Gotta love him.
Gotta love that one.
Gotta love him.
You got one?
Agreed.
I'm sitting at the bar with that guy that shot the referee. Man, I'm getting all my drinks for free. My man right here is going to plug you. Go ahead.
Better watch out. He don't want his drinks for free and make you pay for them.
I ain't going to pay for nothing. I'm like, just shoot the bartender if he don't want to pour the drinks.
Shoot the bartender.
I'll go back there and pour the drinks.
I am sitting at the bar with Deadpool. I'm just saying.
Nice.
I'm sitting at the bar with Deadpool
Ryan Reynolds.
Because Ryan Reynolds, that would be – you talking about a fun time. Sitting beside Deadpool inside bar. You just – come on.
Be mad if he showed up as the Green Lantern, though. Mad as hell.
You better go back.
Ring. Finger. Pay attention.
A little bit of baseball news. I wanted to – I listed – Johnny Manziel, you sitting at the bar with Johnny? Yeah,
man.
We did that a couple weeks ago.
Damn, be careful, though. He likes punch people.
Don't bring a girl.
He's going to show up in some kind of blonde wig.
Guaranteed good times. I love the people listening today. This is great.
I said list your top five players headed into this season of baseball. To me, these are the five guys to watch if you guys want to add a name or two. Cubs Kyle Schwarber is going to be a big name to watch in baseball this year, I think. Astros Carlos Correa, huge for Houston. He's going to have a huge year, his first full year in the league. Red Sox, Mookie Betts. There you go, Turtle. I'll give you a shout-out.
Mookie
Betts, I think, is going to have a huge year. Mets, Michael Conforto. Scott, I'm giving your boy some credit. I think he's going to have a huge year in New York. And last but not least, Dodgers shortstop Corey Seager. I think the kid is going to have a monster year this year in Major League Baseball.
Okay.
Any names you want to add?
That
weren't a top five player last year.
I definitely think
that's going to have a breakout year.
I think we need to – I don't know if necessarily think it's a breakout year. I think it's going to be a terrific comeback year. Matsusaki from the – I think that's how you say his name. The pitcher from the Yankees. Is that how you say his name?
Oh.
Tanaka.
Tanaka. Yeah, I think
– You think Tanaka?
They got that bone spur removed. He, you know, his first pitching from the mound went really well. So I think he's going to do well.
And pitchers and catchers reported yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, you kind of really hit a lot. Mookie was one, the big one for me. I think he's gonna have a really good year.
Okay.
So
you got one?
Who's that?
I know he's not an up-and-coming player, but I want to see how he bounces back from injury. Juan Carlos Stanton. I want to see what he's going to do down in Miami. And then I'm really interested to see what all these free agents are going to do with their new teams that signed all this for all this money.
The shortstop for the Yankees,
Didi.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how he does.
He did well last year defensively. His offensive numbers suck.
Sucked.
Another story is the five teams that won this offseason to me. Number five, the Mets. They re-signed. They did lose Murphy, but they re-signed
Cespedes. I thought Cespedes was going to the Nats with Murphy.
Yep. Number four, Arizona Diamondbacks getting Greinke. And they added another pitcher. Greinke, they added. Shelby Miller, excuse me. Number three, the Red Sox added, of course, David Price. That helps their pitching.
Does it really?
It helps them during the regular season. Maybe not postseason, if they make the postseason.
They're not going to make the postseason.
Number two, Chicago Cubs, because they added Jason Hayward in the outfield, in center field, and they got rid of – and they added a pitcher.
Boo, Red
They
Sox.
Added John Lackey.
Yeah, they added
Lackey.
Lester and
so, you know, I think they got a little bit better. Lester's back, and they added Lackey.
And they still have the Cy Young winner. I forget his name.
Arrieta.
Yeah,
and, I mean, they got Bryant, so.
Well, and I think Schwarber and all these young guys are being credible. And then my team that won this offseason, the biggest, was San Francisco Giants.
Absolutely.
Johnny Cueto. You know, you add Samardzija, too. I mean, the only thing they need to do is be able to hit.
I agree.
So we'll see.
They just need to make the postseason. Once they get the postseason, they're starting pitching.
Is there one team that I didn't put on the list that you guys had a great offseason?
I don't know if it was a great offseason, but I do. I think the Yankees did well with the signing of Chapman. I think that's huge for them, especially because the back end of their bullpen gave them problems last year. So the signing of Chapman's really big for them.
I thought the Nationals won, too. They got a little extra hitting to go around Bryce Harper. That was their biggest Achilles heel last year.
I mean, I'm not sold on Murphy. He came on strong.
But he is a consistent bat, man. He's not going to put up 30 home runs or anything, but he'll hit for average. He'll get on base. And that's what they need. They need somebody that can be a setup guy and get on for Harper.
Rangers did have the Astros one
as well. They kept a lot of their key pieces.
Had a lot of teams really make a lot of moves, but it's not surprising that you had some teams that are in the bottom stay there.
Right.
You know, Padres, they didn't do a damn thing.
Because they did everything the season before and
they got rid of nothing. So, and we'll talk some more baseball, next week. We'll get into the Major League Baseball preview.
We'd all like to see the Cubs win something. Even people who aren't Cubs fans want to see the Cubs win something.
I don't need to see the Cubs win anything. They got the GOAT curse.
Yeah. The GOAT.
Let's go into money, cash money, players of the week.
Believe me. believe it, please. You already smell me, man. I smell like money. I smell green. Team invasion, daddy.
Southern smoke.
All I ever wanted was some cash money.
All right. You guys got any cash money players this week?
All right, so I got a few. I know because I've been gone. I know y'all probably mentioned a few of them, but I need to give my respects to them. One of them is Von Miller. I mean, just tore it up in the Super Bowl. I know I'm late, but I wasn't here. So did exactly what I told everybody he was going to do. Told everybody that Carolina offensive line wasn't ready for him. Just whipped everybody's ass. So big ups to him. Russell Westbrook, great performance at the All-Star game. I thought that was pretty cool. So Paul George tore it up too. So. But yeah, Carolina lost.
you got any big shot?
Duke winning a game with basically five players last night. Grayson Allen, Brandon Ingram, both playing 40 minutes. It's incredible, man. It was incredible. It was one point they had four freshmen and a sophomore on the floor playing, having to hold the team down. And their biggest guy was Brandon Ingram at 6'9", 100 and maybe 80 pounds, if that. Clay and Steph for the show they put on in the three-point shooting contest. Also, LaVine and Gordon, the show they put on in the dunk contest. I really enjoyed Saturday night. And let me see. And let me shout out the Daytona 500 this weekend. I'm glad NASCAR is back, man. I hope there's a fight between pit crews after the race because somebody wrecked somebody. Maybe it's Joey Logano and Matt Kenseth picking up from where they left off last year or something. That'd be great to see.
Well, first and foremost for me, I wanted to give him a dummy, but I'm going to give him a cash money player of the week.
How did
Gilbert
you,
Arenas.
You flip a 180 like yeah. that. We went from dummy yeah. of the week to cash yeah. money.
Gilbert Arenas. Yes, that Gilbert Arenas.
Gilbert.
Wants a 10-day contract with the Lakers to see Kobe's last home game.
You know something? I mean,
no, give him.
I'm not mad give at him.
I'm not mad at him at all. You know, you
he got plenty of money, listen, but he don't want to spend none of it.
Where would be the best place to see Kobe Bryant's last game?
On the bench.
On the bench. Right? Why not?
I mean.
Hey, and who else you got to shoot? Oh, I better not say shoot in front of Gilbert.
Don't Gilbert.
Chitty, chitty,
shoot.
Bang, bang.
No. You know what? I personally think, why not? Sign him to a 10-day contract. Who else you got to shoot the ball? Nick Young? And Gilbert Arenas?
Swaggy
Come
P.
on. Can you imagine?
Swaggy P, yo.
Can you imagine Kobe Bryant going out with Nick Young and Gilbert Arenas on the same team? I mean, come on. There's not enough basketballs.
Denver's correctional facility? Why are we shouting out Denver's correctional facility?
I don't know. For me, I agree with Big Shot, Zach LaVine, Aaron Gordon for the dunks. Russell Westbrook for MVP performance. My man, Roger Goodell, you talking about cash money.
He $35 million.
$34.1 million in 2014.
That's just
he
in bonuses.
He has earned $180.5 million in 9 years.
He is the highest paid player in the league.
$180 million.
He don't even sell no jerseys. No. He don't throw no balls.
No, but he gets paid.
He's balling.
Tell
man.
You what, Roger Goodell's Armani suit's the number one yeah. selling suit.
I'm telling you,
Tim Tebow. Let me give you a shout out. Sponsors worldwide. Prom event for people with special needs.
Big shout out to that, man. I read that. That is
22,000 people.
That is awesome, man.
From what I read.
Huge shout out to that.
Tebow is not even playing, but he's doing big things.
Man, I mean, you can't. Y'all, everybody tries to knock this dude down, and he don't do nothing but smile and keep going.
And by the way, big shouts out to Tim Tebow on the lip sync performance. You did great.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
We don't knock Tim Tebow for what he does off the field. We knock Tim Tebow yeah. for what he tries to do on the field.
There's some people that try to knock him off. Guinness, let me give you a shout-out for making a J.J. Watt beer called 99.
99.
I can't wait till I find that in 18
Is
seconds.
Is it 9.9% alcohol?
Probably.
That's a hell of a beer.
And then Lionel Messi strikes his 300th. Liga goal.
300 and 301st. He scored yep. twice.
There's yep. a reason that man makes $70 million a year. That guy's getting paid.
Remember at one point we thought Ronaldo was on his level?
Like, he is. Ronaldo's up there, dude.
What, you out your damn mind? You think he's on Messi's level?
Hey, he's been named MVP just as much as Messi. There's two great players, and them two are the greatest.
Those two are the best strikers in the world.
I mean, they are, but
Neymar's getting up there. Neymar's getting up there, too.
Yes, he is.
This weekend is the Daytona 500, and we can't wait. Who wins?
Drink some beer and watch some cars.
Who wins the four left turns this
weekend? Four left turn. I'm calling it my man, JJ, baby, Jimmy Johnson.
Who you got?
I'm going to take Kevin Harvick. They usually run really fast in Florida.
I am going with Austin Dillon. Who? I think Austin Dillon is the driver of the three. He is Richard Childress' grandson. I think he's going to have a huge year. I think he comes out this race. I think he wins it and sets him up for a huge year.
Shut up, Scott. Nobody asked you.
What Scott said?
But Harvick. I think
he's
Tony Harvick. Stewart running this weekend?
Yeah, he's not.
He's not?
Because he's got a broke back injured. Or whatever.
I know this was supposed to be his last season, so I'd have liked to see Tony Stewart run.
You know something, but let's not count out Joey either. Logano.
Don't count out Joey Logano.
Do not count out Joey Logano.
I hope my man Brad Keselowski has a good run.
Or Kyle Busch. Kyle Busch
is a good bet.
Defending NASCAR champion right there.
I think this year is the year that these young guys step up, like Chase Elliott starts driving this year.
Well, Joey's pretty young, too.
And hopefully Danica Patrick can stay on the lead lap.
Chase Elliott, stop it. Chase Elliott is actually on the pole for the race. Don't forget that. You know, Bill Elliott's son. So he's on the pole of the race. I think this year you'll see a Logano, you know, one of these younger guys win the
Scott's bold race. Prediction is Regan Smith.
Regan Smith?
I don't even know who the hell that is.
That's bold. I'm going with Willie T. Tubbs. Tibbs.
I'm going to go with the guy waving the checkered flag. He's going
to
win.
Actually, hey, and much shout out to John Cena. He's actually the Grand Marshal.
Is he?
Yeah.
He needs to do something because he ain't wrestling.
He'll be back soon.
Is he going to be part of the corner. Authority?
No.
He needs to go to John Cena, man.
We ain't going to talk wrestling right now. NFL offseason real fast. Redskins have broke off contract talks with Kirk Cousins.
He's going to get the franchise tag.
I can see that. Peyton Manning alleged assault cited in lawsuit that University of Tennessee violated.
Why are we even, like, seriously?
He put his genitals in a young woman's face.
Okay, first
What's wrong with him?
First
you
off.
Ain't never been to
allegedly.
Allegedly. Okay? And why is this all of a sudden becoming a big deal? Didn't nobody give a damn when it happened 18, 20 years ago?
It was brought up 18 years ago. It was swept under the rug. They brought it back up in 2003 after he wrote about it in the book. It got swept under the rug again. But she's not going to let this thing go.
Because she's broke.
She ain't broke, man. She's been a personal
She need money. And she acting like having balls in her face is that big of a deal. Get the hell out of here.
Have you ever had balls in your face?
I absolutely have not.
See? So you don't know how she feels. Somebody just put they junk on your face. You might feel some kind of way.
Don't be a personal whatever for football players. Then. Especially kids. I'm just saying.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
That was my daughter. I would have. Beat the hell out of Peyton, man.
Been mad as hell.
Had to shoot Peyton in, out here.
Go get
Keep your genitals out my daughter's face.
Trifling.
What's wrong with you?
Former Tennessee Volunteer offensive lineman Matt Crowder arrested in child 16.
What?
Seriously, dude.
Tennessee. Damn, Knoxville.
We volunteer y'all for some dumb crap.
That should have been a dummy. But, yeah, that... Come on, man. You can't be doing it. Matt Forte tweeted he wasn't going to be re-signed by the Bears. Where should he go?
New England.
There or Dallas?
No.
Dallas needs a productive running back.
We got one.
Who?
McFadden would be fine. No. Let me take this back. If McFadden came on towards after he actually got the starting job, but we need to draft a young running back. We don't need any of these recycled backs. We need a young running back to be able – because we already screwed up on Randall and
If Matt Forte wants to go somewhere where he ain't going to see the ball much, go to New England.
Yeah. But no, he's a perfect fit in New England because he can catch the ball and he still is productive.
They like James White, though. James White came on really strong for them at the end of the season, catching the ball at the back.
I'd be okay with Forte coming to Tennessee, too. He's a downhill runner. I'd be okay with that.
Tennessee would be good.
Yep. If he wants to go somewhere where we can get carries, Tennessee would be a nice fit. I think Jacksonville would be a nice fit because I don't think they're sold on T.J. Yeldon. And Dallas, man.
No.
If I'm a running back, I'm trying to go to Dallas.
He's not that kind of running back.
You know,
though, that
actually,
we need.
You know, thinking about his system.
We need a up and down. He's not that guy. No, he's not.
He runs north.
He's not big enough to be that pounding back.
He would fit well in the Giants system as well.
Giants would be good. He would not fit good in Dallas.
He can come to Carolina. We need backs. We need a back.
Yeah, no, that's y'all do. Back. I mean, he wouldn't fit here in Carolina because of the read option.
Yeah, he's not a read option back.
New England, to me, would be the best place because a lot of short passes.
I think New England.
Maybe Houston, even.
I think
Texans.
New England's one, and I honestly, thinking about it, I think the Giants are very close second because of that
be
West
good.
Coast
They're
style
talking
offense.
About the Giants taking Ezekiel Elliott if they don't
Which
take
is perfect
defensive
for him.
Man.
But
you know something? I am praying that Ezekiel or Derrick Henry is still there at the start of the second round because Tennessee's got the first pick in the second round, too.
For Dallas, Derrick Henry is the perfect back.
For Dallas, okay. Derrick Henry is
Derrick
tailor-made. Henry
is tailor-made for that for system. Dallas. Matt Forte's at the end of his career. He's not the back that's on pound the ball that we need.
But you still need a smart back that can pick up the blitz.
Right, and we can get that somewhere. We don't need Matt Forte and that huge contract he wants wherever he goes. What are three things the Panthers need to do this offseason?
Get younger in the secondary.
Secondary.
Get a right tackle. A couple of right tackles because Rimmers is not the answer. He's been exposed all season, and it just really came to light
in the
Super Bowl.
They need to get a left tackle, too, because Orr is not the answer.
No.
And one more thing is find a running back.
Jarvis, you don't think Cameron Harris Payne?
We'll see. He needs to get some reins, but we got to let some people go. $7 million on Stewart, another $3, $4 million on Tolbert. And Tolbert's at the end of his contract anyway, so.
I will say one is what?
This dude, he's just not even saying anything about sports, but it's funny.
First and foremost, safety for Carolina. Roman Harper was let go. His contract was voided. So you need to go after a safety to go. They've covered the back end of the field because that's where they get hurt a lot. Second, cornerback and offensive tackle because Orr is not the guy. And Miller is Rimmers. What about the Cowboys? Three things.
Running back. Running back.
Quarterback.
They're gonna draft somebody. He's gonna suck. I don't even bother. They do this every year with cornerbacks.
They need secondary help, of course. They need a quarterback because Romo is 36, 37 this year. Something
36.
Like that.
He'll be 36.
With injury after injury after injury. And they need a running back, man. Ain't the full-time answer.
McFadden's okay, but we need to draft a running back. So running back, cornerback, slash safety, Jalen Ramsey is the perfect person. And last but not least, we need to draft a young quarterback late in the rounds, not in the first round.
I don't know if there are going to be any available late.
Right now, there's only two quarterbacks going in the first round. That's Goff. And
for the rest of them are crap.
If I'm Dallas,
well, you can get Lynch later.
If I'm Dallas, I'm taking Henry if he's there in the first round,
exactly.
And I'm taking a quarterback in the second. Because
you're taking Derrick Henry with the number four overall pick.
If I'm Dallas, because he's not going to be there in the second.
Here's why I'm
and
doing.
They need a running back.
Here's what I'm doing. I'm actually trading back. I'm trading. I'm letting somebody trade up, and I get two first round picks, or I get one first round and 2 seconds.
Because you can get Derrick Henry in the second round.
But
you don't have to.
That's what I'm saying.
But it depends.
You can move back.
It depends where Dallas is in the second, because Tennessee needs a running back, and they're picking first in the second round. And if Ezekiel gets picked up by the Giants, which he very well may likely, Tennessee will jump on Derrick Henry. And Dallas, Derrick Henry is tailor-made for Dallas.
And with all the
offenses.
Free agent tailbacks, I'm sure you can get one.
Yeah, but you need to draft one. We need to build through the draft, not free agency, because it's what killed
us. But this is the Cowboys.
I know.
The Cowboys.
Somebody thinking if Henry goes to Dallas, he'll be a stud. Offensive rookie of the year.
Oh, he's going to be insane, dude.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya.
All right, two words. They are making a Muggsy Bogues movie, in case you didn't know.
Very interesting, because I don't know a whole lot about him. So very interesting.
Who has that kind of time? I mean, won't watch.
Really?
Damn.
You ain't gonna watch a Hornets Muggsy Bogues movie?
No.
I am front row. Front row must watch. I'm gonna watch. Hey, anybody that's having a movie made that was an NBA basketball player that is shorter than I am there. I am watching it. I can't wait to do a Spud Webb movie. How was the Deadpool movie?
I don't know.
You ain't seen it yet.
I haven't seen it.
Okay. I will tell you, really great, not for kids. Jordan giving Kobe a full set of Jordans.
Really jealous. Really jealous. Damn it.
Showing off. Just reminding Kobe that, hey, you got all your game from me. You stole all my moves. Every single last one of them. Even the tongue wag.
Better than Netflix. I'll just say that. It's not a Netflix account. Kobe's last All-Star game.
Underwhelming for me.
Fantastic career.
Should have played last year.
He was hurt.
Well, he shouldn't have been in this year's All-Star game. Sorry. You weren't an All-Star this year.
That's Kobe Bryant. Mr. 81 points.
Okay.
Mr. Five Rings. Five Rings.
Yeah, with Shaq and Paul Gasol. And I put him on my Mount Rushmore. That's what's crazy.
Mr. One of the few players with 30,000 career points.
Packers wide receiver James Jones proposed to his wife with a basket of cheddar biscuits at Red Lobster.
Dude, I love it. That's awesome. I don't even have two words for that. That's just awesome.
That is awesome. Cheddar biscuits.
That's what I need. Some cheddar biscuits.
You need Jones to propose to you with a basket of
cheddar biscuits. Those things are awesome, dude. Manu saying the Warriors might be unbeatable. Ginobili saying it.
Being real.
Honest opinion.
Honest. Daytona 500 this weekend.
He's making a left turn.
We going racing.
I'll watch.
Did you say one?
I ain't got two words. I'm just excited.
I'm so excited. James Harrison playing another season for Pittsburgh. He's 38.
Really?
Like
Grandpa Rivers out there, man.
Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow.
Real Wolverine.
I mean this guy has to be taking steroids or something. He needs to be tested. Really? He's 38 years old, still out here trying to play linebacker. We got 29 and 30
and still
year olds
doing a damn good job.
We got young guys retiring, and this guy is, I'm still playing. I'm 40. I can still run. You doing something you ain't supposed to be doing.
65
dog.
Years old, and I'm still out
dog,
here playing.
We know.
We know.
The cream and the clear. I unknowingly, you knowingly are using something, man.
It's deer antler. Don't worry about it. It's deer antler.
UNC versus Duke rivalry.
All-time great. Probably the best college rivalry in sports, man, because these programs are always good.
Yep. Yeah.
For the most part.
I will say ultimate rivalry. I mean, there's nothing better.
Like no other.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's an NC State fan. Last but not least, the movie that comes out this weekend, Race, Jesse Owens movie.
Oh.
Anybody going to go see it?
I'm going to go see it.
I'm going to see it. I'm going to pirate the movie. Sorry, Disney. I got the pirate.
Let's put it here on BSS. Do we support or approve pirating movies
or music?
This is our disclaimer for the show. We do not endorse Big Shot's weekend plans. All right. So for me, I will say probably DVD. I probably won't go see it in the theater.
Well, I like the actor.
I do want to see it. Yeah, the actor's great. I probably won't see it.
It's not a black or white thing. It's a fast or slow thing, homie.
Yeah, right. I like right. that. It's not a black or white thing. It's a fast or slow thing. Yeah.
All right. I would say. Got any? I do.
Bon voyage to all them bogus bandwagon Carolina fans.
They'll be back on the bandwagon again next
year. It's okay. They gone for now. Peace. You know, bon voyage, you know, bon voyage to Mardi Gras. I know Fat Tuesday, I believe, was last week. You know, I'm a New Orleans native. Wasn't here to say happy Mardi Gras to everybody. So bon voyage to Fat Tuesday. Make sure y'all are keeping up with whatever y'all gave up for Lent. Taco Bell. There was a few other things. I can't remember. I had them written down. I don't remember.
That's why you write them down and you bring them with you.
That's the reason we have show notes.
Well,
so you don't forget.
Now that I'm just an idiot, you know.
No, I'm just kidding.
No.
No, do you got any? Trying to think? You want us to go?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. What you got?
I got Jared Allen. Just announced on Twitter about 30 minutes ago that he is going off
into the
sunset.
That was one of the ones I had.
12-year career, 136 career sacks. Should get in the Hall of Fame. Played pretty well in the Super Bowl, too, man. We appreciate your efforts this year down in Carolina.
With a broken foot.
Luke Kuechly, of course, partially torn labrum, has surgery. He'll be out for like 3 months. Gets healthy soon. I mean, he partially torn his labrum back in the Tampa game and played through the entire playoffs and the Super Bowl with this injury. So he's just a soldier, man. See, Mr. CPI himself. Marshawn Lynch, of course, announced his retirement. Bon voyage to Periscope because it dropped on us.
Again.
Titus O'Neil suspended by the WWE for allegedly grabbing Mr. McMahon by his arm after Monday Night Raw.
He did. He grabbed his arm as Vince was walking by to tell Vince, ladies first, because Stephanie was behind him.
Who the hell is Titus?
Titus is a wrestler, and he grabbed
the commissioner.
He grabbed
the chairman of the board.
And
by his arm, who's 70 years old, really?
Yeah, he not the smartest decision
at all.
But anyway, sorry.
So bon voyage, Titus. Calvin Johnson. I don't know if we sold him bon voyage for retiring a couple weeks ago. Well, he hasn't officially announced it, but
go ahead. Then.
All indications say that he's leaning that way. I feel like he has a couple more seasons. I feel like Beast Mode can come back for a season or two.
I feel like it's a Detroit thing. You know, I feel like it's a Lions thing where these players, they retire early.
Well, like I told Big Shot a couple weeks ago on the show, they should take away the Detroit Lions organization. It should be gone from the NFL.
Damn!
It should be a different city because I'm tired of seeing these young stars leave the game.
These guys just want to leave with their health and their sanity.
Right. And well, no, they don't want. Well. They're not winning either. So I can understand.
Once you hit 30, you know, they don't want to pay you what you think you should be paid.
Well, he was gonna get. I don't think money was the issue. I think that they weren't winning, and he knew they weren't gonna win a Super Bowl. So why
take the punishment if I ain't winning?
He's made enough money. So.
That's all I got. All
right. Did you?
Oh yeah, and to this episode of BSS Carolinas. Thank you for always tuning in and checking out our great voices. We love spitting in y'all ear.
That's right. First and foremost, MKG has a torn labrum in right shoulder. He's out the rest of the season. And
I think he rushed back anyway.
Yeah, he did. And much shout out to you. I love you, MKG, but your time in Charlotte needs to be done. It's time to move on to the next chapter. Minnesota Wild fired the head coach, Mike Yao. you know, in that hockey thing you talk about. Jericho Cotchery and Roman Harper's contract was voided by the Panthers. They're both gone.
Well, we saw that coming.
Yeah. Barry Sanders Jr. transferring to Oklahoma State, where his dad.
Father's alma mater.
I don't know why he didn't go there to begin with.
Yep.
Because he wanted to go to Stanford.
And much prayers and thoughts out to Monty Williams. His wife was killed in a car accident last week.
That's terrible, man.
You know, and Maurice Cheeks. Both of them's on the Thunder staff. Both of them's out for the next couple weeks because Cheeks is hurt also. So, former UFC champ Kevin Randleman passed away at age 44. That guy was a monster when he was really at the height of
he was unstoppable. Yeah. When, yeah, that dude. Yeah, damn.
Jock Bell released by the Lions. Rasheem Mathis retired from the NFL. Played 9 seasons for the Jags, 2 for the Lions. Silva suspended 3 years for evading drug tests.
That's Wanderlei Silva, by the way, not Anderson Silva. Let's just go ahead. It's Wanderlei.
Didn't Anderson get suspended for anything?
His was weird, though. He got suspended for steroids, but it was an approved steroid by a doctor from when he broke his leg, but it was on the banned substance, and it was he was unaware, him and his doctor were unaware that it was on the banned substance, so it was weird. But no, Wanderlei was just taking steroids. He was just like, needle in the ass taking steroids.
And it was the old school steroid, the one that you could get caught for the easiest. He wasn't even trying to be slick with it.
Gerard Mayo retires from the Pats after 8 years in the NFL. Another guy, young guy retiring early.
Now, but his past couple but years, still, he's had a couple injuries, man.
And last but not least, and this should be a cash money player of the week, Taylor Swift for her little dig at Kanye.
Hell yeah!
About time, girl. Stand up.
Well, you heard Kanye's new song, Famous, right?
Yeah, I know.
But we also know Kanye broke as hell, too, over here asking.
How are you broke?
$53 million in debt.
And then you'll make comments. I should put that dummy.
He got that big house in California. He keeps trying to remodel. He got that expensive apartment in New York that he don't stay in. He ain't put out no hits. He ain't producing no beats. Come on, Kanye. Come on, Yeezy.
The best thing I heard, you know, he made a song about gold diggers, but he's asking money.
Yep.
He's a gold digger himself.
Hey, big shout out to Kendrick Lamar, man. That dude put on a performance in the Grammys, the Grammys. That was just unreal, man.
And that shout out to Lionel Richie was really nice, too.
Like, I just, I mean, wow.
The Grammys did it right this year.
Well, I heard they messed up on one front. They didn't do a lot for
Nat King Cole?
Yeah, his daughter.
Natalie
Cole, thank you. They didn't do a good shout out with her. So we'll give you a shout out.
Because they had so many things they had to do, man. There was a bunch of people that died, people they were honoring. They honored Run DMC.
Yeah, they.
They did. I mean, everybody can't get love. We only got a few hours of show here.
Yeah.
Oh, the Album of the Year winner.
Was there any doubt about that?
No question.
I mean, I was kind of surprised.
Really?
Who else? I mean.
Kendrick.
I thought Maroon 5 he'll
be next year.
I figured Kendrick would get it.
But maybe this is Taylor Swift, man.
Dude, she's got at least 5 number one songs on that album. Maybe 6. So, anyway, you guys got anything else?
Y'all know what it is, man. Make sure y'all are living life, but love sports.
And sports is life.
And you can catch us everywhere. Catch us next week, Thursday at 9:30 a.m. Eastern. We will start our shows live on Periscope.
Side and piece.
Catch us later. Big, 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 baby. I'm just gonna shake, shake.